Audio Renaissance presents The Red Hat Club Rides Again by Haywood Smith. Read for you by Cynthia Darlow. Here we go again. One of the nice things about being a goody-two-shoes buckhead housewife is that nobody would ever guess I'd commit a crime, much less kidnap anybody. I have the ultimate mommy face and comfy physique. All four of my best friends and I look like the respectable, middle-class, middle-aged women we are. Okay, with the exception of Susu till this year, but even she has gone respectable lately. I still can scarcely believe we pulled it off. A real Keystone Cops kidnapping, complete with security guards chasing me and a desperate getaway. The law and conscience aside, my mother, a true lady, brought me up better than that. But as Susu always used to say before she became a law student last fall, rules are made to be broken. And boy, did we ever break them. We're talking high crimes and misdemeanors. Not that we were strangers to the occasional well-intentioned misdemeanor, especially when it involved helping out one of our own. But I'm getting ahead of myself. First, let me put this all in proper context. If there's to be any hope for higher civilization, some things in this life have to be held sacred. And for me and my four best friends, Teeny, Susu, Linda, and Diane, it's our second Tuesday monthly Red Hat luncheons at the Swan Coach House Tea Room in Buckhead. The only acceptable excuses for absence are death, incarceration, or non-elective hospitalization.